Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. We're going to listen to jazz standards today, and I'm really excited for that because there's a lot of jazz standards that were played over the years by various musicians. And we're going to start off with Dave Brubeck, and this is from an album called Pat Metheny Absolutely Live. And we're going to listen to Dave's version of Loverman. Thank you. That was music from the Dave Brubeck Quartet featuring Bill Smith on clarinet and their version of Loverman. Starting off this edition of In Transition. And now we're going to listen to a unique instrument in the world of jazz. It's called a puccolo. And if you don't know what that is, it's simply whistling. And one of the, I think, the only jazz whistler I know of was Ron McCrobie. I know there was jazz whistling back in the 40s, 30s, and 40s. They would whistle, but it was more incidental, not actually an instrument unto itself. So we're going to listen to Ron McCrobie from his album Plays Puccolo, and his version of If You Could See Me Now. Thank you.
C-H-U-O.
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 89.1 FM.
Your Ottawa Community Radio Station.
That was an early recording from the Modern Jazz Quartet. It's called MJQ. And we heard their version of the standard, All the Things You Are. And just before that, a standard from the pen of Horace Silver, we heard Lonely Woman, played for us by Pat Metheny from his excellent album, Rejoicing, featuring Charlie Hayden on bass and one of the great drummers in jazz, Billy Higgins. I'm Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1. And we're going to continue now with a recording made by Oliver Jones and Charlie Biddle. And this was recorded June the 27th, 1983, at the Montreal International Jazz Festival. And we're going to listen to their version of the standard, Stella by Starlight.
Start your day by making a socially conscious choice before you're even conscious.
Since opening their first coffee house 13 years ago, Bridgehead Coffee now boasts 13 roasts, 15 locations, including their own roastery on Preston Street here in Ottawa.
Bridgehead Coffee is organic, shade-grown, and best of all, fair-traded. This means that the farmers are paid a fair wage for their goods.
And you can feel good about your coffee and what it can do for the community. So raise a cup of economic justice, and let's get addicted to ethics with Bridgehead.
Music from the one and only Oscar Peterson, recorded in 1978 at the Salle Pleyel in France, featuring Niels Henning Ørsted Peterson on bass and the great Joe Pass on guitar. I'm Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1, coming to you from the University of Ottawa. And now we're going to listen to some music from a pianist who has been off the jazz scene for a while. I haven't heard much from him. His name is Steve Holt, and Steve was one of my favorite local pianists. I think he's from Montreal, if I'm not mistaken. And I thought we'd listen to an album that he made with Kieran Overs a few years ago called Just Duet. And we're going to listen to his version of another standard, and this standard is called Dear Old Stockholm.
Thank you.
That was music from Canadian musician Don Thompson. Don Thompson, also known as a bassist and a pianist of note, has been on the jazz scene for many, many years. And we just heard his version of another standard called Full Nelson. And before that, Dear Old Stockholm, which I believe is a traditional, if I'm not mistaken, a traditional Swedish song that goes back many, many, many years. And we listened to Steve Holt's beautiful version of it from his album, Just Duet. I'm Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition. And now we're going to go to the House of Byrd. This is Donald Byrd on trumpet, who later on in his life became a well-known dentist and recorded some great albums. And we're going to listen to a compilation that was released many years ago. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, on the Prestige label, called House of Byrd, and we're going to listen to his version of another standard that some musicians did. It wasn't a really popular standard, but it was covered by a few musicians at the time and a little later on. This is Donald Byrd's version of Dig. Thank you. That was music from Gene Ammons with his version of Pennies from Heaven, taken from his album Jammin' in Hi-Fi with Gene Ammons. And just before that, from the House of Byrd, we heard Donald Byrd with Dig. You're listening to In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott, and we're going to head on down to Blues Alley with Wynton Marsalis now and listen to his rendition of another standard that many, many people covered. And it's a beautiful tune called Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans?
Thank you.
Music from Wynton Marsalis, recorded live at Blues Alley, and his version of Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans, a song that, again, was performed by many musicians over the years. Now, here's another one that I think a few musicians covered this one as well. It's called Red Cross, and I chose a version by Jackie McLean and Gary Bartz from their album Ode to Supper. And this is a very interesting version of it. It's about 12 minutes long, but it features two greats when it comes to sax. So let's give a listen to this right now.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Gary Bartz and Jackie McLean with Red Cross. And now we're going to finish off the show with the Warren Marsh Quintet from Warren's album Jazz Exchange Volume 1. We're going to listen to another standard, a beautiful one that was covered by many, many people over the years. And this is Warren's version of You Stepped Out of a Dream.
89.1 FM.
Well, that wraps it up for another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. Hope you enjoyed the show today, and don't forget, I'll be back next Sunday with some more great jazz. Until then, have a great week. Bye for now.